This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to do 20 minutes of overdrive today. Some stations carry the fourth hour. But anybody can go to Infowars.com/show to see it. We're going to premiere, it's 10 minutes long, an interview that was done this morning by Joe Beggs dealing with, we know it's in the news that the schools do this, the doctors do it, but it actually is happening. He's now interviewing people who you go in Texas with your daughter and your son, and they say, does your mommy let you think you're a boy? Would you like to be a boy? Would your brother like to be a girl? I mean, this is just so invasive. But they're starting forced inoculations in California. And right after that bill passed, now they got two bills to forcibly inoculate adults. The totalitarians are making their move. The stock markets are plunging. This is all unfolding. And Paul Watson, it just never seems to end. I guess do another article tomorrow or today breaking this down, but I mean, you can go dig up the quotes, the universities, because I know we've got them in my film Endgame 1.5, where we had Professor Kaufman on. He brought all these documents, but you can find them online, where they said they would end the family, and the plan was finally an asexual, brave new world. And Huxley gave a speech in 62 before he died. He wrote Brave New World in 32. You wonder how that stuff's coming true? He gave a speech, and he admitted, he also wrote Revisiting Brave New World, which is nonfiction, that this is actually the plan. And his brother, of course, ran UNESCO at the UN. So I just don't know if the public can come to grips that this is a scientific takeover. Paul, other points you'd like to add? If people think this has gotten crazy, it's about to get 10 times crazier because the method is to just make it so bizarre. They take us a trillion miles into Weirdoville. Even if we go back a 500 billion, we're still 500 billion miles down a rat hole. Paul Watson.
Well, again, this director, Jose Antonio Vargas, an illegal immigrant, snuck into the country, got an illegal driver's license when he was 16, if I remember correctly. He's all over Twitter now addressing my article, which is on Drudge, not addressing me directly, even though I directly addressed him.
He's a coward.
Yeah, he's saying white people is not publicly shaming whites. That's not the goal. Goal is to spark constructive conversations.
Yeah, we need the headline. We need the headline, Paul. Vargas caught in lie. MTV producer caught in huge lie. And then show his tweet saying it's about calling out white people and demonizing white people and selling racism, which is always popular. Look at him for the Klan. The Klan failed. They became the Democrats. And that's just a fact. And then just show his tweet. He's a big, fat, disgusting maggot. Sorry, go ahead.
And then you look at all the reviews, because he's saying, oh, you've got to watch it before you make a judgment. All the reviews from people who have watched it, for example, Kristen Yonsu, how she noted how pleased she is about the fact that, quote, lots of white people tears lie ahead. It's always a good time poking fun at white people.
That's right. It's so fun. Again, oh, what if it's fun? Oh, imagine if a white said in the L.A. Times, And the places she's writing, it's always fun to poke fun at blacks. These people are sick. But again, the minorities are now the majority in almost every area. That's the strategy of the Klan that the Democrats became the dominant group of, is now to just turn minorities into hardcore racists. And I'm not rolling over to it. What about you, Paul?
Well, then they claim that it's impossible for minorities to be racist against white people because of institutionalized racism.
Which is communistic class warfare crap.
Quite a convenient get-out clause, isn't it?
Paul, I'm going to let you go to take on this worm. And I want to challenge this guy to come here to the studio. You like to bug his eyes out at people and intimidate him all day and act like he's all scary because he's Filipino. So everybody has to bow down to him because he's the new royalty. Why, he's a minority in America. And so you got to bow down to him because you're a racist. He can go straight to hell. Now get after him, Paul. Get after this scumbag.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
It was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America. You see, we have to be super radical because the truth is radical. The tactic of the globalists is to be so over the top and so arrogant in their con game that we just get overwhelmed and go into learned helplessness and get in a fetal position and go into a catatonic state. Globalists can either sell things as being real smooth and sounding reasonable, but that hasn't worked, or they can just be over the top and escalate everything and hit us with everything to where we can't stop every missile they fire at us politically. The only way to counter that is just to be completely over the top announcing everything they've done and just completely break with them. That's why we've been successful, because we don't mince words in their arrogance. They have intimidated us to have the U.S. military now wear high heels and march in public so that they understand feminism. That means put a male culture down as if you're bad. Well, it's a female culture to be able to have babies. As if differences were bad. Now teaching mainstream news, elementary school students nationwide to be called purple penguins, not boys or girls, because being a boy or a girl could be hurtful to someone that doesn't identify as a boy or a girl. This is a psych warfare strategy to just balkanize everyone into thousands of fighting groups, a Tower of Babel strategy, the broken coalition strategy. And now it's coming out, John Walsh, salon writer. What's the matter with white people finding our way in the next America? And now they have the MTV show about how white people are inherently bad. And they have people writing articles saying it's always good to see whites cry and to poke fun at them. See, the new sport. See, I find it offensive to see black people being made fun of if it's being done because they're black. If you're making fun of funny black people because they're funny people, like Red Fox, then it's funny. Like Rodney Dangerfield's a funny white guy, it's funny. It's not making fun of whites, it's making fun of that type of white guy. Like Red Fox, I was just watching him the other morning. It's funny because he's like a real old guy. It's like Archie Bunker. But see, now only Hollywood is allowed to be politically correct. No one else can. And they expand the political correctness to where no communication is okay. Where there's secret racism hidden everywhere. The truth is, the United States doesn't have that much resources compared, except for oil, compared to places like Mexico or the continent of Africa. But we had more free market, more honoring of private property, and we had real Christian values. Not that they were ever fully realized, but compared to other nations, they were. It was Christianity that moved worldwide in the last 600 years to ban slavery. And it took 400 plus years to get it done, except for in Arab countries and African countries and some Asian. But it's okay when they do it. It's like, oh, you're a bond servant. You know, in Tibet, in the caste, the lowest levels like slaves, and in India, with liberals, it's like, but that's their culture, that they're slaves. They're the untouchable ones. It's so liberal. Oh, they smoke hookahs, the Taliban, or the ISIS, and then they mutilate the women and put bags on their head, but you're being racist against their culture. It's a culture. What's bad in America is that is white men. I mean, it is just crazy. So I wanted to ask Larry Nichols, the consummate Clinton insider, ran the campaigns for them for governor. They got into huge corruption. He couldn't be part of it. Went public, the Clinton Chronicles, you name it. Bill Clinton was just recently quoted, what was it, the New York Times, about what are you worried about in Hillary's campaign? Larry Nichols, Larry Nichols, Larry Nichols. I mean, if you don't know who Larry Nichols is, it's because you weren't paying attention to Clinton politics when we had the nightmare 8 years of those people. Jeb Bush, I believe, is a ringer. As much as I like Donald Trump's rhetoric, I've seen him do this before, and I know a lot of insiders that say he's a ringer. He's a ringer for Jeb to get more attention from other Republican candidates like Rand Paul. And even if he doesn't know it, I think Trump knows it. They got too much dirt on him. And then the ultimate ringer is Jeb Bush. Hillary is it. Bilderberg, our only hope is to torpedo her with enough scandals. She just came out yesterday and said she's never been subpoenaed. She's been subpoenaed more than five times. I was able to Google Hillary subpoenaed. In fact, I'm going to do a piece on that today. You can just show all the articles. And her own lawyers went, that's actually not true. I mean, the level of lying, but this is targeting people. 8 out of 10 in California we've talked to in a poll, our reporter, Mark Dice, didn't know what Independence Day was. There it is. CNN even had to admit she's lying. Clinton subpoena claim undercut by lawyer's reply. Now, he's going to drop bizarro bombshells on you, but you need to know this. And I meant to call one of the authors I knew that wrote the book, Big Sis, the place I've seen. It was in a California paper that said that, you know, she monthly would fly there to have a shamanistic ritual done. But we looked it up. It's not a shamanistic ritual. It was a cultic European-style druidic ritual. You can pull it up. Tony Blair's wife is a witch. In fact, I meant to tell you guys who that, she'd have more time, but to just tie in that, just start searching and we'll probably find it. But he dropped the bombshell at the end of the last interview saying, listen, you don't know how weird she is. And he has it from his sources. She's actually a devil worshiper, basically. Well, of course she is. Who sits around going, I came to Libya, I saw he's dead, and I was almost shot down in Serbia when it wasn't true, and just all the evil and all the dead bodies around her, and grabbing on all the women and, you know, dragging them off into her office, and witchcraft, nail and clippings, the weird world of Sherry Blair. Yeah, you found the Independent. Google Tony Blair, the spirit of the light, and he flops on the ground and foams, and it possesses him each day and then tells him what to do. That's been like, but the BBC's like, it's so wonderful. He's possessed and he flops around. Maybe he shoots green pea soup out. He goes and gets in underground culverts in Aztec temples and does secret rituals. It's so beautiful. It's so liberal. Francois Mitterrand had the Louvre Pink Pyramid built. It has 666 pieces and is dedicated to Lucifer. Google that. That's mainstream news. But the Hillary ones I know I found. He has that. But the bigger bombshell is the chef, the dead chef. Why was the chef killed? That ties into Obama. And then when we expand out, we're going to look at who is Chelsea's real dad. Because, you know, we're going to risk our lives. Why not just sign John Hancock down at the bottom, gigantic? People think he was the first to sign. No, he wasn't. He signed the biggest because it was a death warrant for many. Robert Harris, Tony Blair's weirder than almost anyone. And what publication is that? That's the Express. Okay, does that have him flopping on the ground, possessed by the spirit of the light? We'll find it. But just be aware that when we make these claims, truth stranger than fiction, these people are insane. I mean, look at Bohemian Grove I snuck into that Richard Nixon said was the most GD, faggy thing he'd ever seen. And it's a bonding experience, and I'm not attacking gay people. The point is, though, this is how they compromise the Republican leaders. You don't get into the leadership unless you go to the Grove and you know what you do. A lot of gangs say you got to go rob a liquor store, you got to shoot an old lady, you got to shoot at a cop, or you got to, you know, rob a whatever. Well, for the Republican leadership, you go to Bohemian Grove, you get naked, you party, you use drugs, you drink alcohol, and you have sex with gay porn stars. Okay, let's go ahead. And, you know, you can have women, too. They're just outside at the hotel down the street and the golf course. You want to know where to pick up top hookers in the world, female ones, I'm told, you just go for the 2 weeks Bohemian Grove to the golf course nearby and the bar in there, and it'll just be lined up, you know, better than a Monte Carlo brothel, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, the Republicans, most of them really don't want to do it. But, you know, John Ronson stuck in with me. I apologize to Nichols. I'm going to him. He didn't want to get in trouble with the TV production he was doing for World of Wonder and Channel 4 in England. So he snuck in with me and Mike Hansen, then pledged me to never say it. Then he went on Coast to Coast AM and said, yeah, I snuck in with Alex Jones. People said, why didn't you say? Because I have a journalistic thing. If it's off record, it's off record. And he's my witness. The camera only took hour-long tapes then. The Secret Service was following us. I couldn't get video. He saw it. A photo. Get Ronson back on as soon as you can. A photo of Henry Kissinger bent over in drag. And that's whatever. Maybe he's in a play. Sticking his fingers in his hind end. Okay? Let's just let it all out. Let's just attack on every front with the truth. Maximum push. And I apologize to the family audience, but you have a right to know what's going on. And Richard Nixon probably went in there and, you know, he didn't like it. But you know what? He did it. Skull and bones, same deal. You wallow in feces and have orgies in huge vats of feces, and that's even in the movie The Good Shepherd, produced by Robert De Niro. I'm skipping the network break, but no more this week, Harmon. I'm not allowed to skip breaks tomorrow, and I apologize. I'm even skipping plugs. I'm just telling everything. I can't stand it anymore. John Ronson saw it with me. It was horrific. Okay, I mean, it's disgusting. I can't get it out of my mind. It is. Larry Nichols, I'm really asking for it, brother. How you doing?
I tell you what, Alex, that little intro there, you just described things I don't even want to see in my mind. Kissinger with his finger up his butt? No.
I'm sorry. I apologize. That's all right. It's true. Go ahead.
Well, my friend, thank you for having me on. I promised you last time that I was here that I would break you a news story. And so I'm proud to say that you're the first. It will come out July the 15th in the National Enquirer. Remember, I had gone in the Enquirer some weeks back and said Chelsea was not Bill's kid.
And don't forget, they hit them with anthrax last time, so I wonder if that'll happen again.
Yeah, well, I'm getting ready. But if you will go to the July 15th National Enquirer article, you will see that DNA is in, the DNA results are in, and Chelsea is not Bill Clinton's daughter. She's Hubble's.
And you've always said that, and she's as horrible, she's as ugly as he. I mean, I don't mean to be mean, but she does look like a toad.
You know, Alex, it's hard to fight the Clintons, and I know there are people in your audience saying, oh, how tacky of a thing to do. Let me tell you something, folks. Chelsea is a part of the Clinton cabal. She's right in the middle of it. Clinton Foundation. All of them are together.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be, she'll be running for president, too. So, I mean, she's like one of the spawn of Medusa. We've got to expose her.
But, Alex, it's important, folks, and I beg you all to listen to me. I'm one man. I'm just one. And as Alex can tell you, the deck is stacked. They've got their people throughout, a part of the system that they have. As you know, Alex, they control justice, they control Congress, they control the media. And, folks, if we're going to save our country, we're going to have to find a place to go. And, Alex, I'm so honored. I've talked to some 1,100 of your followers after our last program. They literally called, and I've actually talked to them. And I am impressed. I was shocked, to be honest, Alex. I was concerned. You know, I thought when you take the 20-somethings, 30-somethings, 40-somethings, and even 50-some-odd-year-old people, they wouldn't remember the Clintons, and they'd have no interest in all of this. And my word, Alex, there's a young man, a black man in Chicago called me, and he's forming up a group. He's very excited. He listens to you all the time. There's people in Georgia, the 20-something crew in Georgia. You know, Alex, I hate to dump it on you. It's not going to, you probably need to buy an insurance policy. But you may indeed end up being the last bastion of hope we have of getting the truth out, even when the truth hurts.
Well, Larry, you're nice to say that, and I kind of get wound up doing this dangerous job and get a little arrogant about the Kissinger thing. And I mean nothing against Chelsea Clinton. I don't like messing with people's kids, plus it's dangerous. But she is a political front, kind of like the White House, or have a mascot, a dog or a cat that makes them look more human. They've used Chelsea. I don't know enough of her being evil to actually attack her, so I apologize for calling her toad-like. But she does look like Webster Hubble's daughter. So let's talk more about that, and then let's get into you're risking your life yet again. You're the big Clinton insider. We appreciate you coming on. Break down why this is important about the Hubble situation, and then let's get into the cook. Let's get into the witchcraft.
Now you're just trying to get me killed, aren't you? I thought you were my friend.
Let's just go all the way. Let's do it.
I know. Well, let me say this. The reason the Chelsea information is important is because, folks, it's all a lie. It is all a lie. When I came out years ago and said, you know, Chelsea wasn't Bill's kid, that it was Hubble's, I took it on the chin from every which way. But we have to tell the truth of these people. These people are fixing, Alex, to take over and run this country. This election, by the way, folks, is fait accompli. They know what they're doing. Hillary's running it exactly like my playbook says run. And believe me, it's deadly. It's accurate. And so what's going to happen is Jeb Bush, for anybody that doesn't know, when you sit down and look under our system, who, one of the things with the Clinton, you always control your opposition. That's key. That is key to any race. So when Hillary's sitting there and her brainiacs and they're going, well, now, what's the only thing out there that could hurt Hillary? Well, is the fact that the Clinton dynasty image is out there. The name, she's been around forever. So you see how she's only one person that trumps that, who's been around in politics more than the Clintons, the Bushes. So Jeb Bush takes that argument off the table. She's there.
That's right. They neutralize each other because the only two choices you have are the two new political royal dynasties that are now running head-to-head, and they give you a fake choice of two dynasties. Yeah. We need an election, not a coronation.
Well, we're going to, with your permission, as we go through this, there is a way to whip this and to beat them. I should know because I helped build a system that's got them here and keeping them here. And all we can do is just pray, Alex, that I do still have a little bit of knowledge of what to do. But now, I heard you talking, and I know people are going to go, what is this about witchcraft? Once again, years ago, I was there, folks. You understand there's a difference in somebody that saw it or read it somewhere. I was there. Hillary would go on the weekend. About every fourth, fifth weekend, she would disappear out to California. Finally, she came back and said, Hillary, what on earth is happening in California? She was running with her actress buddies, Linda Bloodworth Thomason and that crew. And she never told me. Finally, Bill told me that she went, she goes out there to some kind of witch's church. And I said, you've got to be kidding me, Bill. No, no. He said, oh, no, man, she does. But you got to understand, Bill and Hillary have an open relationship. They don't care. They don't care. Back then, you would have called them swingers. She did who she wants to. He did who she wants to, as long as the two just wasn't each other. And then for all those people that say, well, what's that got to do with anything? Hey, let me tell you something, folks. Our nation is going to be under judgment by God. Now, we've already opened up the door with the homosexual dunk, right? How many churches, Alex, this weekend when it comes time to preach, how many preachers are going to be able to preach the part about the Bible that refers to sodomy? They got to be careful if they do, because there'll be hate speech. And then you run into, well, if they can't talk about sodomy, then what else, Alex, are we having removed from us culturally? I mean, I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
they're now banning the Ten Commandments everywhere and pulling it out. They're now telling Christians in Oregon you cannot preach your faith because it's hurtful. They're now getting rid of the free speech by fiat. I mean, this is serious.
It is. And that's, you know, people, God dog it, Pete, you know, Alex.
Is that why the totalitarian left is so arrogant now? Because they know they've got it all fixed, all lined up, and the real reign of terror is about to begin?
They've got it. They know it. And they know that everything we need to do, just so everybody knows, let's just lay it on the table. Let's lay it there. Number one, who in the hell are you going to call? I remember being in the cloakroom, David Shippers and I, when Bob Dole, Trent Lott came in and said, no matter what, Clinton walks, this is during his trial for his impeachment. We already got him impeached. This is the Senate trial. And I said, you're crazy as hell. Shippers said, ain't no way. They said, look, you can read it in his own book. I don't care if you got him shooting a woman in the face from downtown in front of everybody on tape. He's walking. Well, we come into that trial. First thing that happens when it comes to the vote, we had him. We had him. Except one person. One person. Arlen Specter, Pennsylvania, I believe. Arlen Specter comes in and he abstains. He abstained. He didn't vote. When that happened, that threw the vote into a tie, which meant then Al Gore got to cast his vote. And when he cast his vote innocent, Bill Clinton walked. 3 weeks later, maybe 4 weeks later, Arlen Specter's wife gets an appointment by the Clinton administration to the Parks and Tourism Commission of the United States of America for $250,000 a year. Bill Clinton walked. Now, they control justice. Justice. Now, ask Trey Gowdy. Ask all of those people, if you will. I say, well, she obviously destroyed those emails. They can't do anything about it because you know what? They got to go to the Justice Department to get the Justice Department to prosecute. And since they picked the justice, they ain't going to get prosecuted. then we're all sitting around wondering, what in the hell? And you say, well, then they're just bulletproof. No, they're not bulletproof. It's just the system that controls our
country. That's right. They've taken over. That's why. And now they want to mop things up and really sew the country up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how you land.
You know, I shouldn't sit around and laugh about this stuff. I do that as gallows of humor, and I apologize before God for it. I repent. But people either fight or they flight, and when I see all this craziness going on, I just get arrogant, I get aggressive. In the face of it, because, quite frankly, it's either that or sell everything I got and flee the country. And my family on both sides has been in Texas since the late 1820s. I love America. America is the best of times, worst of times. But we really are being taken down by a new type of warfare. And I wanted to ask Larry Nichols, I went to that whole 10-minute rant before he came on, as he was on hold, about the cultural degradation and the you know, really targeting kids with pedophilia. That's what this whole agenda is in the schools, sexualizing them, saying that we can teach your kids, you know, that they're a different sex. I mean, it's just crazy. And then I wonder what comes next. I remember Jocelyn Elders their Supreme Court nominee. We ought to get those famous clips to her. I haven't aired those in like 18 years. In her creepy voice going in a weird, you know, general outfit. We need to teach the children to masturbate. We need to reach down and help them. I mean, it's like, it's a freak show. A freaky woman want to talk about our children? I mean, it's like, what is it your place, you crazy woman? All of you people. And it's just the fact that they are disturbed. I mean, I never get sick of enchiladas and cold beer. I never get sick of, you know, just basic things I like. I don't get always wanting to get weirder and weirder and weirder and weirder. And then I'm a tolerant person, so I'm not after people that are into weird stuff as long as you don't hurt somebody else. But then you want to conquer me. It's an act of rape, basically. And it's, I mean, I go out to these abortion clinics, and I told people these stories for years, and we finally caught it on tape. We brought cameras. People just appear in black. They were black, they were white, they were Hispanic. Evil doesn't have a color. And they just showed up, and they were like, we want to kill babies, we kill babies, we love Satan, we stink, we love death, Satan. And then at the Capitol, they had Christians down there praying 2 years ago, made national news, and spontaneously women in business suits and clean cut just went, Satan, 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 Satan. I mean, it's like something out of a horror movie. They're so loud. When you listen to the audio, it kind of distorts on AM radio, but anybody can type in women chant Hell Satan in Texas Capitol. And they got their tongues out like snakes, and they're just, they're possessed by something. Something's going on here. Briefly, because I skipped so many breaks and everything else, support the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. Support InfoWarsHealth.com, where you can get over 400 amazing longevity products that are just some of the best out there, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst. People, you know, it's got pollen and a bunch of other key vitamins that just give people an incredible healthy energy boost. I endorse it, Pollen Burst. There are just the Alex Pack that's discounted with the OsteoFX and other key things together. InfoWarsHealth.com. If you sign up there for $10, you can get 30% off your first order, so it's well worth it. And then if you sign up for AutoShip, you get free shipping. InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to be a distributor. And it's also a great business opportunity. At the same time, I have my own supplement line. It's not as massive because it's taken us time to develop each one. We haven't been around 18 years like they have. And if you go to InfoWarsTeam.com, you can basically sign up. It takes about a minute to do, and then get even bigger discounts. There's a bunch of audio, video information there. But InfoWarsLife.com is my line of supplements. We've got, 14 different ones now. 7 of them are sold out. Half of them are sold out. We're getting better about our supply chain, but we are selling out a Survival Shield Nason Iodine X2 that fills up your different glands with a good halogen, not the bad one, fluoride and chlorine and bromide and bromine and the rest of it. And that's about to sell out. We're sold out of Brain Force and a lot of other great products. We are going to sell out of the Oxy Powder Group supplies that he's selling out. Incredible intestinal flush, like nothing you've ever done. And your purchases make this whole transmission possible. So you're not just getting great products at very affordable prices. Free shipping in the month of July on all the InfoWars Life products. Free shipping on all the shortwave radios, books, videos, Second Amendment T-shirts, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds. It's got to be over 500 items now for sale at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the blanket site. You can find InfoWarsHealth.com there, InfoWarsLife.com there. You can find Maiden1776.com there. 25% off on the Molon Labe belt buckles. We had 5 limited edition designs, only 200 to 500 of each design, depending on which design. 3 have now sold out. There are, 2 designs left at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And they hate the fact we're here. White House-run platforms like Media Matters attack us every week, every day almost. They got the Washington Post, hardball, slimeball, other shows this week saying I'm racist because I'm concerned about the Jade Helm drills. This is their new move. So we need your prayers more than anything, spreading the word secondarily. Don't take for granted. I mean, I took my daughter, because two of my children are at camp, Christian camp. I took my youngest daughter for a hike yesterday and a swim in Barton Creek while it's full. Austin is just lush right now. And it wasn't that busy on a Wednesday, and there was probably 30 people at the particular falls I went to. On the weekend, it might be 100. There's a whole chain of, you know, great swimming holes there in the creek. And everyone was staring at me. Basically, everyone, old, young, black, white. I probably had, out of 30 people, 10 come over and shake my hand. And I was out in a rock while she snorkeled, looking at fish out in the middle by the waterfalls. And they would swim over. And they were all so cool and so nice. But even in Austin, where obviously I have more listeners than anywhere else, almost everyone was a listener. And then I've been live video at Big Bend, out on the bridge, and every third person walks by as a listener. More like every other person. I mean, I'm not bragging. The show really is big. It's an anomaly. It's the blessing of God. I'm teleprompter free. I'm very obnoxious because it's real. You try talking for 3 hours and risking your life. And I don't say that lightly. This, I'm surprised I'm still alive, but it's the grace of God, the fact that we're so vocal. So support us, InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, Larry Nichols is a sweetheart and lost everything he had with his very successful businesses when he went up against the Clintons. And he doesn't ask this. He didn't even get money from what I was told by the producers at Jeremiah Films for being the key guy. And they actually killed some people that were in the movie, the Clinton Chronicles and one other one. He lost everything he had. He doesn't ask for this. Instead of calling him because he just wants to organize people, he talked so much he couldn't come on Monday because his voice was gone. You don't need to just call him. You need to just write him with a donation, whether it's $5 or $100, so that he can live modestly where he lives. I know folks that have been to his house to interview him. Very modest there with his dachshund. Been shot at, been attacked. State police have been attacked. People have been killed that he's interviewed. He needs your support. Larry Nichols, 58 Kingston Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. And Ivor Kingsington, I can't seem to talk today. Larry Nichols, 58 Kingsington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. And that's spelled K-E-N-S-I-N-G-T-O-N. Kensington Drive. So Larry Nichols, 58, Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. Or give him a call, 440-897-0611, or NicholsLive@AOL.com. But that said, I expect if they've ever run me to ground and shut down InfoWars, which believe me, they're trying like a pack of devils to do, we just don't give it attention. Because every time we get attacked, we just get blessed. And I didn't used to be this much of a preacher. You get in a foxhole, folks. God takes you through so many bad things. You just get a closer and closer relationship, plus the discernment you get, the good people that come to your aid. I just expect if anybody ever runs me to ground, that folks are going to help me out as well. Because people always say, where are the good people? Where are the whistleblowers? We had the deputy head of emergency management in New York City on this show to say there were bombs in Building 7, and they told him get out, they were going to blow it up, and 2 weeks later, he was dead. Okay? I mean, the D.C. madam, dead. I can't tell you how many people we've interviewed who they kill, but it's because they didn't stay public enough, and they had dirt they didn't drop. So, Larry, I'm ranting here, but I want you to speak to the evil, the state taking over our kids, MSNBC and promo saying your kids belong to us. I mean, there's a method of their madness, but aren't these also just psycho control freaks that have collected an army of scum? I mean, I have never seen such evil. And then the Republican leadership is there aiding and abetting them. And then it just came out yesterday, Judicial Watch, that indeed the memos, they were ordered in 2008 to target Christians, conservatives, veterans groups, and put them in jail, which they've been doing. I mean, they've now indicted the Texas Attorney General that fought to keep our power plants on and fought Obamacare and fought gay marriage, and they indicted him over a $1,000 filing fee he forgot to do once he stopped doing stock trading. He just let his license lapse and then still sold some stock. And then Hillary's taking money from third world dictators directly to her foundation and then taking arms import bans off, export bans off. I mean, it is just crazy how nakedly criminal they are. Who are these people?
Alex, number one, what you've been describing is part of what we did in 86. It's called social engineering. Through social engineering, you get the public to adapt. And by that, I mean, if all you hear is what ABC, NBC, the news networks, all of that, if that's all you hear and that's what you digest as the truth, then you've lost. And I don't care about people that lose, Alex. I care about us, the people that are sitting out here. Good God, y'all. If you love your children, if you love your grandchildren, if you love your dog, whatever, there's got to be something you love so much that as you see what's going on, you stand up and say, that's it, enough.
Where is your line in the sand? What are you going to put up with? Because and you said the key here. I know you're a lot smarter than I am, and you were a big insider. I was on a plane. I've told the story 50 times, but I don't know if you ever heard me say it. Flying to be on The View, first class, American Airlines, and the head of one of the big six banks is on the plane. And he figures out who I am, and he looks at me, and he goes, you think people are going to adapt and overcome this our system? He goes, they're going to evolve and adapt to submit to it, and laughed at me. And you just said that. You guys were social engineering to make people adapt to submit to the tyranny. Explain that.
Well, what happens, where we got it actually is from Mein Kampf. It's all about what people hear over and over and over again. If that's all you hear, then it becomes so. And they take over the school. They take, well, that's why all of this stuff with that, whatever it is, the school thing, Common Core, all of that is a systematic way to go after the youth, get the youth through the peer pressure organization, you get them to understand and believe what you want. And then it happens. It's magic. It just keeps growing, and it just keeps growing. Then you divide and conquer. Then you go out and you look at all the different segments. You look at the blacks. You look at the Mexicans. You look at the homosexuals. You look at the hippies, and you get them all identified as groups, and you empower them. And what you're actually doing, Alex, is you're stripping down the moral Christian conservatives in this country. And, guys, I'm not lying to you. We got one more election if we get it. And then our days of ever having the ability to change the law or get things made right will be gone. Think about it, Alex.
And they told us they're going to march in and take our kids from us.
That's right. Now, listen, I'm on an all declaration, being honest. You know my situation, and thank you for talking about it, folks. I've got to have $5,000 for some health issues, and I mean fast. Where's it going to come from? Nowhere. Nowhere. By the way, thanks to your people, I did set up a PayPal account. I don't know how it works, but that's nicholslive@aol.com. But think about what I go through every day. Do y'all not think I'm ashamed? Do y'all not think it hurts me to the core? But if I don't do it, nobody's going to do it. And if I get quiet, you'll be reading about me dead somewhere. You will. And I, at this point, death would be a blessing. So if anybody...
Well, I know your dad died of lung cancer, and you hinted at that. How is your health right now?
Bad. You hear it? So all I ask, if there's anybody out there, dear God in heaven, right now, it's an emergency. Call me when this program's over if you can help. But now listen, don't let that deter what I say. I have never been on the air raising money because I don't want that to deter.
Yeah, no, you didn't do it 20 years ago or 10 years ago with me, but I know you're real sick right now. And, you know, just thank God that you've lived this long to keep exposing the Clintons. And, you know, I want to send a crew up to actually interview you. So we get it all on record and you know, really expose the real Clintons, because I don't want to just have half measures here. We need a new Clinton Chronicles. We need Jeremiah Films, if they're still around, or somebody, to really expose these monsters.
Alex, what's going to have to happen, and I hate to say it, but folks, there's got to be an us into an Islamic caliphate. And at that point, he would become the leader of Islam globally. Now, the only people strong enough at this point to stop that from happening are the Clintons. And then if the Clintons get in, then we're fighting communism. But I think we stand a better chance trying to fight communism than people running around with their heads being cut off, because people will go into submission instantly.
You know, I used to hear this about Obama being a closet radical Muslim, and I didn't believe it, but then his half-brothers and cousins are involved funding it in Egypt, and he overthrows all our allies and puts ISIS in control and then won't let us. I mean, this is crazy.
It is. Now, I want you to think about something, guys. All of you, think about it. Obama has what he wants. Hillary has what she wants. The problem we have is we've got the best government money can buy. It's just we, the people, don't have the money to buy it anymore. They're not even bothering to lie to us anymore. Now they just say stuff. They know it comes out untrue. They don't care because they know they have got us down. We are so close, Alex.
I know. I can feel it. Stay there. Final segment straight ahead. Larry Nichols.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
By the way, I have a really bad tendency to get up here and start telling stories and then not finish them and then go into another one. I was telling a story about how many listeners there were at the hike and bike trail yesterday, and it was just shocking that it was like almost everybody was like waving at me and people were coming up. A third of the people at least came up. That paradox, like basically 90% of people are listeners in one spot, but I get it. They're out there in nature not watching TV. I go to UT, and almost everybody doesn't even know what the Declaration of Independence Day is. They don't even know what July 4th is. So my point is, those of you that are awake are more important than I am or Larry Nichols, and that's what he keeps getting at. We have to say no to this. We have to point out this is psychological warfare. This is social engineering. We're with the guy on record who was the main handler for the Clintons in their first couple of gubernatorial runs, because it was a bi-gubernatorial. This is the guy, the Clinton chronicles everything. And they killed hundreds of people in Arkansas alone. Chopped their arms, legs off, throw them in a dump. They'd rule it a suicide. Kill kids that saw the drug flights coming in. And I haven't just interviewed him. I've interviewed CIA officers like Terry Reid, who we can't get a hold of, who used to see it going on with the Clintons. And he said, I'm not doing this. Cocaine? Same thing Larry Nichols said, you know, just going too far. Tosh Plumlee, famous CIA whistleblowers, come on. He's on, when is Plumlee on, tomorrow? He's on next Tuesday. So there are good people. It doesn't mean they're perfect, but when it rubber meets the road, they are not truly evil, and they'll say no. And that's the good news I think Larry Nichols has been getting at. Things are going to get so bad either way now. We're going under judgment. That you will be forced to finally say no. But Churchill said, there are times in history when you can easily win a fight against a tyrant, but you don't do it. Then there comes a time where it's going to be a hard fight, and you still don't do it. But then there comes a time where there's no way you're going to win, but you've already seen such atrocities and such evil done that it's better to down your feet than a slave. Folks, let's not go down that road. I innately, at a cellular level, have to stand up against these people. Believe me, I don't like doing it, but it's got to be done. Larry Nichols, we're going to hold you 5 minutes in the next hour. We've got a special report of them when you take your kid into the doctor, they push you out of the room and say, how does your child sexually identify, and then try to teach your kid that they can be a woman if they're a boy or a man if they're a girl. I mean, it's just Twilight Zone, how they're training us to do whatever they want. But we got 2 minutes to break. How do we stop the Clintons? I mean, I guess just bring out all their scandals?
Yeah, Alex, I'll be on here every week. And every week I'm on here, I will bring out another scandal, and I'm not talking about BS. I'm talking about things that I can prove in a court of law, and they know I can't. And then you just educate, and you get people to have courage. Good God, courage. That's what we're lacking today, courage. And if you'll stand up, if you will stand up, they can't hurt you. They can't. But if you bow down, this is a game, Alex, of submission. And if you ain't never learned that word, you better learn it. Submission is when you give up. Now, I'm having the day to beg for money like some creepy old guy on the side of a curve just because of the urgency of the problem, and I hate that with a passion. But I swear to God, Alex, in the next few weeks, people are going to know the whole truth, and I'm going to provide you with evidence and documents that people in Congress didn't want to touch. You know why? They said, well, hell, that'll get us hurt. Oh, yeah, well, great. Now what are you going to do?
Well, and you're also, don't just provide me with it. I'm glad you're giving it to the Inquirer and others because I don't like to dole out this info. I'm not afraid to die, but I'm not jumping in front of any trains, you know what I mean? But I tell you, this is some powerful information. Stay there. We're going to come back, and let's just get more into the basics of it so that we're covered, and then we can hit it specifically in the weeks to come. Because it's like I told the D.C. madam, don't try to tell me anything off air. She was dead a month later.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your head down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.